And good afternoon and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet. I'm here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and Laron Landis. Our guest today is from the Donald Trump campaign.
Am I really a guest?
You're not really a guest. Yeah, our guest today is only sort of a guest. It's Erin Moore, soon to be Mrs. the late Patty Fink. Mrs. the late.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
You're not doing that. No. You know, we're not going to do that either. Well, you didn't do that either, did you?
We did not. So no Fink Moore or more Fink?
Probably not.
And we kinda, you don't have to.
We kind of ruled out the whole more Fink.
Yeah, more Fink is bad.
And Fink Moore is pretty bad, too.
Well, if it was anything, it'd be Fink Moore.
Yeah.
But more Fink. Nobody needs more Fink.
That's true.
We need less Fink.
No, we have just the right amount of Fink.
Yeah, right.
Gotcha. So we should change it to Erin Less.
That was my student council campaign slogan in high school.
Which is
why settle for less than more.
Oh.
And for those who don't know what we're talking about, Erin and Patty
we're
are tying the knot.
Yes, we are.
Because we can. April 1st.
On April 1st, you're
April
getting married. That's right, because that's your anniversary.
It is our anniversary.
Which is perfect.
Actually, we're just going to have everybody show up and go, just kidding. But yeah, no, April 1st, which is our anniversary. We wanted to keep our anniversary, which is one of the reasons we didn't do it during the whole big crush. Plus, we were kind of busy that day in June last year. But
we're going to talk about that. It's pledge drive this week.
It is pledge drive. And we have something to celebrate.
We do. Look how well the station's doing, and we're only beginning the second week. We already have two pledges in today. The number, by the way, is 972-647-1893.
That's
972-647-1893. That's
972-647-1893.
That's 972-647-1893. Call in. Make a pledge for your Valentine.
And we would like to thank Linda for making a pledge. Linda usually walks into the studio, but since we moved, she can't walk into the studio because she doesn't live right down the street
close
from the
by,
studio.
Yeah.
Thank you, Linda.
And one of our former guests who's been on a number of times, Eddie Bernice Johnson.
Congresswoman from Dallas.
I just love her.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
We just love her for that.
She supports LGBT radio in North Texas, and you should too. 972-647-1893.
And I'd like to point out she's been on other shows on this station too. Who did she give to?
She likes y'all.
Yes, right.
Yeah, she really does like us.
Yeah.
She likes us. She really likes us. And you should too, because KNON has supported the gay and lesbian community really since 1983 when the station went on the air. We're one of the original shows, one of the very few original shows that's still here on the air. And
we know everybody's getting ready for Valentine's Day tonight and getting your mani-pedis or picking out that perfect outfit. You can call in while you're doing that. There's nothing else to do. 972-647-1893.
And
show us some love.
Well, show us some love. The phone is not ringing. Josh is standing by. Doc is standing by.
Literally.
Yep, they're standing. We're standing. You're sitting by.
I'm sitting.
You're sitting by.
Mm-hmm.
Our new
she's
studio.
She's just waiting for your call.
Our new studio. The guests can sit.
Yes.
It's very nice.
But you sit at my height. You used to sit down there, and I'd look down on you.
It's okay.
I break out the ladder and climb up on the chair.
Speaking of our new studio, costs have gone up a lot.
Just like everything else.
Rent is up, but even things like the phone bill is up. The tower lease is up. Tower repairs and tower equipment is up.
And just so y'all don't think we got snooty and wanted better studio. We got kicked out of the other one. So
and that building is gone.
So they can build a storage unit.
You know, it really is a shame. A number of buildings that they've torn down around the city were, you know, they were cheaply built, they were old, they weren't meant to last. That building was solid brick. We had marble floors. It was a great building.
It was
a great building.
And it had real LGBT history. It had been the pink building that the cathedral had
of Hope. Yep.
Worshipped in for a number of years.
Several organizations had offices in there over the years. But yeah, it was a great building, and it made me sad. But so much of our history is getting torn down and either put up storage units or apartment complexes in Oak Lawn.
Anyway, we're now in fashionable North Dallas in a building that is scheduled to be torn down in about 3 or 4 years.
So let's make it great while we're here.
And while we're here, the rent is up. So help us pay the rent. Each show has to pull its weight. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We appreciate your calling and supporting Gay and Lesbian Radio for
North Texas. And for your generosity, you can get a number of wonderful gifts. Most of which, tell people around you that you support KNON.
Yes.
You can get t-shirts.
Doc is wearing a button-up shirt that we have.
Yes.
From KNON.
Patty's. I love Patty's. I wasn't able to get that one for whatever reason.
They can't see on the microphone.
Remember Blue Bonnet t-shirt.
And I have gone.
The staple one.
You have just the black and white one. Yeah. And Josh and I
don't.
Do not.
Don't.
Yeah. But I wear my KNON wear out in public. I always get a nod like, hey, listen, KNON, you're kind of cool. So if you want to be kind of cool out in public, whether or not you are, donate to 972-647-1893 and get a cool t-shirt.
And then when they find out, no, I'm on KNON, they say, oh, you must be kind of weird.
Yeah. And I got to say,
it's a
I never
good
get
weird.
That. Oh, I never get that.
No, we never get the weird thing. But I got to say, the quality, and we all like a good bargain. The quality of the sweatshirt I got last time I pledged is pretty stellar. My favorite sweatshirt.
It's hanging in there.
It's my favorite sweatshirt.
Well, let me say, she's a lesbian and she has many sweatshirts. For her to say that is her favorite.
I like that.
That's a big deal.
That sweatshirt better than the KNON Dickie shirt. I'm just going to say that right now as a lesbian.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Call us and join in the arguments about which KNON wear is better. Okay, so we're talking about your wedding. You're getting married on April 1st. And then you're having a reception on April 2nd.
April 2nd at the Roundup from 1 to 3. If you're listening,
okay,
you're welcome to come by.
I sent a suggestion to Aaron. The reception's going to be at the Roundup, but you're going to do another ceremony of sorts, right?
Yes, we're doing a private courthouse wedding with the people that matter most to us. And then we'll have
and Lauren and me and Josh.
I didn't get it.
And then we'll see you guys
they
on the
sung
second.
Not yet either.
And then we'll see you guys on the second at the Roundup. We're inviting
the people that mean something to them.
Closest to us, I said. We're inviting the community to celebrate with us because the community has always celebrated with us, and we're not.
Okay, so
way to put somebody on the spot there, David.
See, I've already invited
Lauren,
them. They're going to sit on my
the
side.
The three of us work on Friday anyway. Can you announce what the ceremony is going to be?
We're just getting a courthouse wedding.
On Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah, explain what you're planning on doing.
It's an open party at the Roundup.
But it's going to be set up like a political convention.
Yes, we're doing it because we are who we are. We're doing a political theme, and because it's the year it is. So if you are stopping by, we encourage you to wear an old campaign t-shirt or a button
or
a sign.
Okay, so this is how it has to start.
We're going to get nominated from the floor.
This is how it has to start.
To be a couple.
Before you get that.
Yes.
Before we get to that.
Yes.
Aaron, you need to be standing up front.
Okay.
I'll walk in and take the mic and say, I just got a call from Patty. She's running a little bit late.
No, she's on her way.
She's on her way.
If I had
she's
a dollar for every
late.
Time I had to say she's on her way at an event.
We can word it that way. That's fine.
We would
all
be retired.
What she always says to me is, I'm running a little bit late.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then.
I hate all y'all.
Then.
But we love you.
Then Patty comes running in a veil. Who knows why she's wearing a veil.
She wouldn't be.
She wouldn't be, of course not.
Right.
But comes running in. And did I? It's 1 o'clock.
I just got to say, we're talking about our wedding kind of lightly, and we're doing what we would consider to be a fun and relaxed celebration, because we've been together 15 years, as so many couples have. But the thing I'm really celebrating today, and I got to get to this soon, y'all.
Go ahead.
Is Antonin Scalia. I mean...
Now, while the rest of us are sending our condolences
to
the family and friends.
I'm sorry that his family and his friends are suffering from his death, but he was no friend of ours. Mm-hmm. Anybody in this room, he did not like. And actually, issue judgments against our being. And the court can only get better with him off of it. And, you know, he had so many opinions about what my life should be. I get to have an opinion about what his death is.
I agree. And, you know, of course, a lot of people say, you know, show some respect. Well, he never showed any to us. And if you know anything about Antonin Scalia, it wasn't just a mere difference of opinion. I mean, I guess we disgusted him. And he let it be known.
Yeah. And sometimes I think he just did it just because he could do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying that he was not a lightweight by any means. He was, by all accounts, a brilliant man and legal scholar, mm-hmm. and had a position that he took and stood by. And, you know, for that, I can admire him. But what I can't admire is him having an opinion on me being a woman, him having an opinion on me being gay, him having an opinion on my reproductive rights, such as they are, or any woman's reproductive rights, it's just at every turn he was trying to make me a lesser human being, mm-hmm. and I can't say I'm celebrating that. That was the wrong choice of words, so forgive me for that. But I am not crying. I'll go that route. Mm-hmm. And if he had, like I said, if he got to have an opinion on my life, go for it.
Well, he was basically, I mean, you can't go away from the fact that he said corporations are people, but gay people aren't.
Right.
Right.
You know, like, you deny us our basic human full dignity and respect that we deserve as human beings, and equals to him. You know, he didn't see it that way. We were less than.
You know, one of the cases...
But corporations were people.
Well, and even said that Sandra Day O'Connor's opinion on women's reproductive rights, that you couldn't take her opinion seriously.
Yep.
Really? She sits next to you. So,
one of the cases that we predicted was DOMA. And when I say we predicted it, we had talked for years that the case that's going to take down DOMA is a tax case. Because, because Republicans understand taxes.
Right.
They hate them. And the tax they hate the most is the death tax.
The estate tax,
thank you. They don't like that tax. That's exactly the case that it was. Scalia hates that tax, just like everybody on the right does, and he still voted against.
Right.
Yep. It's just animus.
Isn't that interesting?
Pure animus.
Yeah.
I mean, what do y'all... I've seen this on several postings now concerning his death, that because of his dissent... that everybody knows about that followed it in the Lawrence v. Texas case, which he said, I'm paraphrasing here, basically now that we've lifted the ban off of consensual sex, there's no reason not to let them get married. And some people are saying that actually helped us win.
It probably did.
I think it did. Mm-hmm.
His dissent was quoted in a number of the cases that led up to the Obergefell decision.
That was not his intent, however.
It wasn't his intent.
His intent.
I just didn't know if that is that credible credit.
His intent was to squelch any effort to make marriage equality happen, and what it wound up doing was getting quoted by supporters on the conservative and even on the far right, who may have actually been in favor of gay marriage, to say, see, even Scalia thinks this is going to happen.
Well, and Scalia
was
writing facetiously after Lawrence, saying, well, this is going to lead to gay marriage. And so some judges, when they were overthrowing the marriage laws in their states, quoted him, because you can't quote sarcasm.
Right.
You can only quote the words. And
right.
the words
right.
he wrote were, this is going to lead to gay marriage. And you're right.
And I really, really want to send flowers to Marfa. I want to thank them. If Dallas gets credit for killing Kennedy, Marfa gets credit for killing Scalia.
What was he doing there?
He was at a hunting...
Oh, okay.
He was at Cibolo Creek Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was there, they said, Friday night. He'd been at a party with 40 people, and he retired for the evening and said he wasn't feeling well.
Right.
And the next morning, which was yesterday morning, Saturday... they were going to go hunting. He's a big hunting enthusiast. Even taught Elena Kagan how to hunt.
Mm-hmm. And he's gone hunting with Dick Cheney.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Not and his time.
And
Cheney
he didn't
get credit for this one.
He didn't show up for breakfast, and so his hunting party left without him. And an employee went to just do kind of a check on him and found him dead. And they're just now reporting now that he died of a heart attack.
Oh, okay, I hadn't heard of that.
Well, yeah, I just got an alert on
I
my
mean,
phone.
This was yesterday morning, but the news didn't come out till didn't break to the public till what yesterday evening around 5 or 6. Okay, yeah. And they're saying that they wanted to make sure they had to send a U.S. Marshal down to confirm it before they released it. So, because we were wondering,
and it takes
so long.
It takes a while to get to Marfa.
There's no airport.
There's no airport. So, you know, they were really booking
it.
Oh,
there are helicopters, though.
Yeah, there are.
But still, I mean, the nearest anything to Marfa is
like
an hour.
Yeah,
it's an hour away. And they also had to, I read, they had to alert the federal judges in that jurisdiction. So.
And it was actually Judge Orlando Garcia who was the first to get there and act.
Yeah, and another one.
Orlando Garcia is the judge that wrote the Texas marriage decision.
Right. So, but yeah, it's, I mean, and what this means and what this tees up is Obama gets to try.
Makes an Obama nomination.
It does. Obama nomina.
But that's a whole nother story. How far is that going to get?
Why don't we take our break? It's a minute or so early. This is Pledge Drive. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We do have a couple of gift certificates to give away with a pledge. The Alligator Cafe has given us gift certificates again. We have two gift certificates for a pledge of $50. A $50 pledge gets a gift certificate good for two entrees and a bumper sticker and program schedule from KNOA.
For Alligator Cafe has a program schedule?
No, we have a program schedule. They'll get a KNOA.
Bumper sticker?
We have a bumper sticker. But you, the pledge is good for two entrees. How much is an entree at Alligator Cafe, would you say?
15.
15. So of your 50, you're going to save, get back $30. So 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
1-8-9-3. Actually, David, put me down for one of those. I'll pledge 50 to get an Alligator Cafe.
Very good. So we have one Alligator Cafe gift certificate left.
I'll take it.
Well, you're going to have to put it out for our listeners.
Oh, okay.
If any of our listeners would like one of these, I'm going to choke the two of them across the aisle there.
I'm a listener. I'm a guest. You have to treat
me nice. She is. Okay, if no one's called in by the end of the hour, then I'll take it.
Ugh, yeah. Yes. Call in and snatch it up from Iran right away.
You know what?
972-647-1893.
One of the reasons Josh and I look forward to this these four times a year when Aaron's here is we don't have to be nice.
That's how good these gift certificates are. The people 972 on the staff are taking them. Call in.
647-1893. We do have at least one Alligator Cafe gift certificate left. $50 pledge gets you two entrees. Why don't we take our break before the lunatics on the other side of this table start taking all of the,
all the
other pledge
items.
Premiums, too.
I'm Christina from the Owens,
and I listen to Lambda Weekly
on 89.3 KNON FM. See you there.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio. If that call just dropped, call us back. I'm in the studio with Laron Landis, Patty Fink.
There was nobody answering.
Aaron Moore. Nobody was answering it. If you just called, call us back.
972-647-1893.
And the reason he's giving that number is it is Pledge Drive this week. And we're doing real well for Pledge Drive. Looks like we're approaching our goal pretty quickly.
But we're not there yet.
But we're not there yet. No. But this is a good Pledge Drive, but we do need your help. Our goal, we're about halfway to our goal right now. So 972-647-1893. Not only does the station have a goal, but each show has a goal. And in order to stay on the air, even though we've been on for 33 years this year, we're not guaranteed to stay if we don't keep getting pledges. So 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. There's another way that you can pledge. You can text And I don't know how to do that, so I'm going to just give this to somebody else across the table who knows what even texting is, because I'm old and...
he is bad about texting.
I can't see the phone.
Yeah, and he really is. Can text him like breaking news.
Can you read it?
If you text 56512 to K, or text KNON to 56512.
See, I do that and I get made fun of, so I let one of you.
Yeah, but I'm reading it from across the room. Text KNON to 56512, and then you'll get a pledge form sent to your phone. Now we still do need you to fill out the text, the pledge form, but if you text KNON. 56512. You'll get a pledge form on your phone to fill out.
The other way that you can pledge is just go online, KNON.org, click the pledge button, and you can pledge online that way. That's a good way to do it.
And I want to thank all of our supporters who called in and with a pledge. We really appreciate your support. And you know, you can be one of those people we really appreciate with your support. By calling in the 972-647-1893 and, you know, help us support LGBT radio in North Texas. We're the oldest, longest running LGBT radio show anywhere.
Weekly radio show anywhere.
Did Scalia let us have our radio show? I can't remember what his ruling was on
that. We were already on the air.
Yeah.
He couldn't really undo us then.
Yeah.
So,
but if the opportunity came to him, he would have.
For speech.
Yeah.
The FCC tried to undo us a couple of times, and KNON prevailed, actually, over the years. So 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Pledge to KNON.
And for a $50 pledge, you get the best item we have right now, which is not just a you get the Alligator Cafe gift card, but you can get a wonderful, heavy, heavy canvas shopping bag, or just a bag you want to use in any way. It's a big tote bag, but it is fabulous if you are shopping and using reusable bags. It's got a wide bottom, got a very long handle so you can sling it over your shoulder. It snaps together. You can put like all your cans and milk and all that kind of stuff in this bag, and pretty sturdy.
She used to talk really this sturdy. Way about the apron.
I know she did.
She's off the apron now.
She's found a new love.
I still love the apron, but this Valentine's Day.
But now she can go and buy the food to bring home to use the apron.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, Aaron,
you're
getting such a good housewife.
With KNON blazoned on her chest everywhere.
Oh, you know, that is another question I want to ask.
What?
Because I know both of you didn't like the term wife.
No.
So what will you be referring to yourselves as now?
Spouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd actually do that sometimes.
Now, wife implies, especially, I mean, as a woman, and Patty grew up hearing in a sort of a negative context, but as a woman, it tends to imply ownership. Like, you know, she's my wife.
I don't see anything. I think you should call her the little woman.
Which would be adjectively correct. But I don't like bruises.
That would not go over well. Let's just say that.
Patty,
yeah, no.
I think you should call her the broad.
Yeah.
I think she's more of a dame.
Oh, dame.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, wife just, I mean, we're not eschewing all heterosexual norms in this marriage, because indeed we're having a marriage and calling it a marriage. But yeah, wife, not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, and I grew up. My dad used to refer to, and he was, you know, he was a good man, but and I loved him dearly, but he would refer to my mother as the wife, like capital T, capital W. I mean, it was just. You know, and I always
it sort of speaks to me, like, back in the day, way back in the day, when we first started doing diversity trainings and stuff, well, who gets to be the man?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is kind of like, who gets to be the wife? Well, we're both married to each other. We're both wives? No, let's just go with spouse, you know? So.
Yeah, that's why we're doing it. But, but everybody does it differently. I know some couples who love to use... lesbian couples who call each other wife, and that's great.
Yeah, and great. And that's what weddings are about.
Each
to
his own. Yeah. And that's actually what I love about the beauty of gay weddings, gay marriages, whatever. We can do it how we want to do
it.
What do you call each other now?
Partner.
Partner.
Because that's what we use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
it's a little sterile, but it's the best we could do that people would recognize.
Being a writer, I use AP style, and AP style is husband and husband and wife and wife.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. I guess to be consistent at work.
But, you know, we even after we got legally married, which is almost 8 years ago now, we still kept saying partner. It took a while to start saying husband.
Husband, yeah. Yeah.
Now we're totally used to it. But.
Yeah.
But I think in the context of, like, you know, media reporting, I think maybe that is appropriate.
Mm-hmm. And I think that'll change, too. I mean, I don't. I think AP style has changed and will change when it comes to reporting on the gay community. So, husband and wife and wife is just very awkward. You know, we're gonna come up with something else to use that'll be a better term. But for now, it's gonna be spouse. So,
but you're pretty sure it won't be the old broad.
I'm pretty sure, unless we're talking about you or Scalia.
Mentioning Scalia.
Oh, did he die?
He did pass away. And now there's a whole new battle in front of us, and that is the filling of his vacancy. And, I mean, the man's body isn't even cold, and it's already war on this. This is a quote from Mitch McConnell. The American people should have a voice in the selection of the next Supreme Court justice. Therefore, this vacancy should not be filled until we have a new president.
Right after he said right. We shouldn't politicize
exactly.
His death on Twitter.
But exactly. You know what? The American people should have a voice in selecting the next Supreme Court. We have the same voice we've always
exactly.
Had.
Exactly. We already have that voice.
We already have that voice. You go vote at the ballot box. There's nothing different that's going to happen because Scalia died within a year of an election. Oh. It's no different. We right. vote. We vote. That's the only voice we right. ever have, and it's a pretty good voice.
Cue Aaron Rant. It is a disservice to the voters of this country who, I am sorry, elected a black man, you're still not over it, to let the Supreme Court stay in a possible 4-4 tie on matters that affect every citizen of this United States because you want to have a chance, not even a real chance, at having a Republican do the next nomination. So you're actually suggesting we ignore the Constitution and the right of a sitting president to nominate a replacement Supreme Court justice. Really?
And now what that means is if we don't, or if President Obama or the Senate, if they don't fill that seat, we're talking about possibly a whole term and a half. Mm-hmm. Before that vacancy is filled. That is unprecedented. It's never been done before. The longest it's taken to fill a seat, what'd you say, Patty? It was
125. And it was Louis Brandeis.
Days. And Obama still has 340 left on his
watch.
There
was actually right. a longer one when, if you count in rejected nominees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So longer periods. But
still, 125, he's got 342 days left.
That's enough time to do it twice.
We can double that and he'd still have enough
time. And I'm sorry, Congress does not select the next Supreme Court justice. They advise and consent on this stuff, and they have to vote on it, but it's up to the president to select who that nominee is.
And thankfully, he has said, President Obama, I plan to fulfill my constitutional responsibilities to nominate a successor in due time. So he's going to do what he needs to do and what he should do.
I am really on the fence about my next statement, but I'm going to say it anyway. If McConnell says something else like that, bring him up on sedition, because he is blatantly ignoring the Constitution.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, I love the tweet that said that basically when we elect a black president, he only gets 3/5 of a term.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that's what the Republicans are actually saying is that, you know, you're not still a sitting president and we're just going to ignore you.
Right. Lame duck is not an official period.
Right.
And lame duck does not mean you're not still president.
Well, but there's nothing official about it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm sorry. Okay. Scalia, this is the one nice thing. Well, I don't even know if it's nice. This is one thing I'm going to say about him that's not mean. He was a strict constructionalist. He believed, just like a lot of people believe, that every word in the Bible is true. He believed that every word in the Constitution was true and should be taken at face value. What would he say about an argument saying ignore the Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? Oh, these people, I just can't believe they're going down this route.
Now, you know, I asked before the show, is there anything legally that can prevent the Senate from holding this up? And apparently, no.
No.
That's incredible.
No, there's not.
I think he should be nominating those who have been already nominated to the court, the circuit courts,
mm-hmm.
Court of Appeals, federally, and had to get confirmation from the Senate, because the House has nothing to do with this constitutionally.
No.
It's just the Senate. And there are a number of them who've been voted unanimously to be confirmed by the Senate. And I think there's some really, really strong, strong candidates that are very well qualified that the Senate, the entire Senate, this Senate, and recent Senates have fully approved before. So if you nominate somebody like that and they stall on them, then that's just so blatantly political. I can't see anybody.
His last two
that.
Choices were considered a little bit daring.
Yeah.
I think this one he's going to play it safe.
He should.
I'm not saying he's going to play it bad.
No.
I'm not saying it's going to be somebody that, you know, 20 years from now we're going to be thinking, why didn't Scalia just hold on for, you know. But I think he'll play it safe with, you know, it might be a man this time. His last two were women.
As long as he – I think if he picks – I agree with Patty. If he picks somebody who's already been confirmed by the Senate – for a federal bench.
Right. He won't go to a law school like Elena Kagan was the president – not the president.
Dean of Harvard Law.
He won't do something like that, I don't think, this time.
And she had been the Solicitor General.
If they stall, all it's going to take is one decision that they consider bad. Because if it's a 4-4 court, there's four reliable liberal votes. There's not four reliable conservative votes. Mm-hmm.
So what happens in a 4-4 split?
It goes back to the lower court ruling, and no precedent.
Yeah.
No precedent from the court.
The Supreme Court, yeah.
And what's really
– So basically the lower court ruling stands.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's only for that specific case.
It can be challenged again. Gotcha. And so they're going to wind up doing redos on a lot of stuff.
And there's been a lot of – in this past couple of years, 5-4 rulings. A lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. And look what they've already heard arguments on, oral arguments in this term. There's a lot of stuff.
What are some of the cases?
There's a case, I believe, on voting rights is up.
There is.
Abortion.
There's an abortion case. There's the Fisher v. Texas affirmative action case they've heard. There's just a whole number of them that even if the new person was approved and confirmed by the Senate tomorrow and sat in, they couldn't participate in that because they weren't there for the oral arguments. And, you know, and fully.
So there are going to be a number that will be decided 4-4.
Probably.
Decided by eight.
And they're going to have to come back again. There's another one on the Affordable Care Act.
Yes, there is.
You know, there's a whole bunch of kind of really pivotal things coming up. The Texas abortion law, the one that Wendy Davis filibustered. Mm-hmm. Is up for review. So it's going to be interesting. But one of the things they can do is to hold over decisions
until the next term. Yeah.
So, but that would call for – that would be really, really ridiculous if they said, oh, let's hold it over till the next term.
And then they're not even going to do it.
And they're not even going to confirm anybody.
Right.
That's insane.
Well, and I still say, I mean, all it's going to take is, you know, one 5-3 or 6-2 case that's – that the far right wing finds distasteful, and they're going to go, we got to confirm somebody.
What do you guys think? You think the entire Republican Senate will follow Mitch McConnell's lead?
I don't know. A lot of it depends on who the nominee is. I mean, it really does. I mean, if you put somebody out there who was controversial in the past, it's going to be a quagmire.
That's why I say I think he's going to play it safe.
Yeah, I think he's going to play it
and
safe.
And smart.
You know, and one of the – I love that one of the people on the so-called short list is Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota. She's a sitting senator. She sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee. So if she were nominated, she's considered to be the smartest person in the United States Senate. And, you know, her doctoral thesis has been used in law schools for decades now. Super smart woman and super funny. I mean, if she had to fill the shoes of and we have to give Scalia credit for having a wicked sense of humor. It was pretty funny. And the notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg they were so close, just really tight friends. But you know, I think Amy Klobuchar would be awesome and she'd have a little leg up with her own colleagues on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Mm-hmm. But I think you're right. I think he's going to play it safe.
Safe but smart.
Mm-hmm. Because people who were unanimously confirmed by the United States Senate in Obama's years in his administration, there have been quite a few, and you know they would be foolish then to try to hold up a nominee they've already overwhelmingly confirmed.
And the other person on the short list. It's an American Indian man. And yeah. How do you say – what's his name?
Sri Srivastava.
Srivastava.
Not American Indian.
S-R-I-N-I-V-A-S-A-N.
He's an Indian American.
Indian American. Yeah, I mean Indian descent, mm-hmm. Asian Indian descent, but he is an American.
Yes, right. That's what I meant. And the other name that's been this is what I was just looking for. The other name that's been bannered around is Hold Please.
Jane Kelly.
No, who?
Jane Kelly.
Oh, I don't know.
Is
Jane
one
Kelly.
Of them.
Jacqueline Wynn is a. She's a pretty highly respected legal, and I think she's on the. I think. Let me get her.
I would love to see another woman on the bench.
Yeah, I don't. I just don't think he's going to do it. I mean, an Asian American maybe, but you know, so mm-hmm. either one of them would fill that bill. But mm-hmm. yeah,
going to be interesting next mm-hmm. couple of months.
She's on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. So yeah,
And it's interesting because if you just looked at the health of the different justices, and we have a very aging court. This is one of the oldest courts we've ever had. We expected one of the ones from the left to be the next one to be replaced.
Because Ginsburg is 80.
She's about 84, and she's had cancer. Yes. And so.
Well, she'll be standing there with the rest of them. I mean, they'll all fall away, and we'll still have Ruth Bader Ginsburg be out there like, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, it was rumored that she was going to retire a year ago, and then she did that interview, and she said, I have absolutely no intention of going anywhere.
Right.
So she's going to hang on until she can hang on.
Right.
And speaking of hanging on, we're just hanging on barely because we are only halfway to our pledge goal, and hopefully pledge drive will be over before next Sunday. So if you're waiting for next Sunday... Well, you can call next Sunday. We'll take your pledge
then,
too.
We'll still take your money, yeah.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. If you're worried about paying it today, you don't have to worry about paying it today because we can pay it next week.
We can send you a reminder to send your pledge in?
We certainly can. 972-647-1893 is the number to call. One of the ways that you can make a pledge, and this is really very helpful to the station, is to make a monthly donation. The monthly donations, really all we need here is your name and your phone number and, just basic information, and then somebody from the office will call you. But call us now. Tell us you'd like to start a bank draft. You can do it with your checking or savings account, and an automatic monthly draft will occur from your account. You can have it deducted at the first of the month or the middle of the month.
You can send in the money you were going to spend at the Porn Expo and give it to K&O.
We'll talk about that after the next break.
What are you saying, Aaron? You're saying that our listeners go to that stuff?
It's a possibility.
We rarely get David speechless.
To make a bank draft, it's a $30 a month draft or more. So we don't do it for $5 a month, but for a $30 a month draft or more. Another thing that you can do is become an elite music sponsor. For $500, you are invited to, and your name is on the guest list, to every show that KNON produces outside the studio. Well, some of them are actually in the studio. Well, they won't be here because we don't have a big room here.
Right.
But we do 40 to 50 shows.
You and a guest.
It's you and a guest, 40 to 50 shows a year. We do all kinds of live music.
Food.
Gospel, blues, jazz, food. It's a great time. Patty and I did that one year, and it was a lot of fun.
There's the Thanksgiving breakfast, the Red Elvises, the crawfish boils, the Blues Fest, the Tejano benefits, the Mardi Gras gumbo party. And you might say, well, I'm not Hispanic. I'm not going to go to the Tejano party. Of course you should. Everybody, this is KNON. For years, our lead-in was gospel. Why was our lead-in gospel? First of all, I really like the whole gospel format here.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, because our station manager has a good sense of humor.
The KNON Mardi Gras party, I got to say,
again,
I'm a native New Orleans.
Yeah, how do we do comparatively?
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty darn good. It's the best thing I've found in Dallas that makes me feel less homesick. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, which is another reason I'm getting that alligator cafe.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Why don't we take a break and listen to our recorded ads?
You may ask yourself why we're asking you to pledge.
It's because we're a part of the community.
All of our DJs are volunteers who live in the North Texas area,
who come from all types of backgrounds.
Call your pledge in today. Help support your community radio station at 972-972-647-647-1893.
972-647-1893.
This is William. I download Lambda Weekly Podcast from LambdaWeekly.com.
Okay, that ad with the 972-972-647-1819 was the most confusing way to read a phone number. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Please call us. Support Lambda Weekly. I know today's Valentine's Day. Last week was – February is funny for the Sunday shows. It's Valentine's Day this week. Last week was Super Bowl Sunday, but give us a call. It only takes 3 minutes.
Happy VD, everybody.
Mm-hmm. $50 pledge, you get one of Patty's famous canvas shopping bags. I use them too.
Mm-hmm. They're fantastic.
I have a couple of them. They're great.
Heavy bags.
Yeah, they're not these little flimsy things. They're real heavy canvas.
They're not going to fall apart on you at all.
Yeah, no, they stand up. 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893. Give us a call.
Please don't get us started on the bags again. just order one. Make a pledge, get a bag. They're great, okay?
Make me happy.
And Scalia even used them.
Huh?
Scalia
might have used it. Well, what would Scalia think about us using them? That's the real question.
This week was also the New Hampshire primary. It was the first primary. We had the week before was the caucus in Iowa. What did you think of
the two whitest states in the nation have voted.
Yeah.
No surprises.
No surprise.
Yeah. I mean,
do you know, it's funny. I think New Hampshire is probably, for other reasons, one of the worst states in the country to use for this retail politics that they talk about, mm-hmm. where all the candidates go and anybody who's planning on voting ends up meeting a candidate.
Right.
Or two or three or five or seven.
Right.
And they meet them repeated times. The reason I think it's the worst state, they meet everybody, they consider, they really think about who they're going to vote for, and then they vote for the person that lives in the state closest to them.
Right.
They do that year after year after year. When Howard Dean was running, also from the state next door. Bernie Sanders running, state next door. Yeah. Well, nobody on the Republican side is from New England, so they voted for the guy from New York.
So, but New England, if you look at it on a map, it's pretty tight-knit. And they consider themselves, and the rest of the country does too, as kind of one thing.
So you're going to vote for the guy from Texas?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
Yeah, but – and no, I agree with you. I think we really have to pick a state that has a primary or a caucus, and I really don't care which one, although I think primaries are probably more accurate, that is more closely represents the United States, to be first.
A state like Maryland. It's small. It's diverse.
Actually, if you're doing that, Virginia is the better pick.
That's a little bit bigger, though.
No, it is, but it more closely represents mm-hmm. what the United States looks like. Ohio, mm-hmm. Nevada. Nevada coming up is going to be interesting. Have many more, Latino, African-American, every other ethnicity, mm-hmm. Diversity, and a much better break on the male-female population. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
You know, and what I'm saying, I'm not dissing Bernie for – that's a fabulous win he had.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. It was smashing.
Yeah,
it was.
So and Hillary did not expect to be trounced like she was in that one.
She
needs
she
a
did.
Good comeback.
I think she did.
By the last week she did. But I don't think that's what the plan was.
But I don't
was.
Think she expected to win as closely as she did.
Mm-hmm. And she wanted to run away with Iowa.
And that was razor thin.
Right. The thing I think is happening is, and I've noticed this, is it used to be that if you didn't win at least one Iowa or New Hampshire, you were done.
Mm-hmm.
You were done, you're out. And I don't think that's the case anymore. I think people look at Iowa and New Hampshire and say, yeah, that's cute. Now let's get to the real races. And they're kind of losing their credibility for picking the next president.
They keep choosing the person who lives closest to them. Well. That loses credibility.
And
they're white.
Although, didn't they vote for Clinton in 92?
Yeah.
I think that was the
Bill.
Turning point.
He came in second.
That was his comeback.
He was second, right. The one who won was the senator from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Right. I did read that no Republican who has won the Iowa caucuses has gone on to be president since Reagan. So that's kind of telling.
That's right after Cruz won, and people are going, we remember President Huckabee and
exactly.
President
Santorum. So that's not really indicative of what we're going to see.
And last week, actually, Gallup released a poll that said that New Hampshire is the least religious state in the country. Mm-hmm. So we went. So
oh,
of course, Cruz won in Iowa because he pulled all the evangelicals.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't do well at all, as we saw in New Hampshire. And so we'll see how he plays in a place like South Carolina. He'll probably pick up some more because that's his appeal. And that's his base.
Okay. Speaking of Ted Cruz, so on Friday he had to pull an ad.
Yes.
They had recorded this ad. They didn't vet the actors and actresses in it. The actress that's in it describes herself as a Republican Christian conservative porn star.
That's a niche market.
I would think it would be.
It's an underserved niche market. You know, I got to be proud of her for going after that.
I think her excuse was, well, it was softcore porn.
So why did he pull the ad?
So it's on Cinemax, is what you're saying.
Yeah, why did he pull the ad?
Why did they pull the ad?
Yeah.
Because she's a porn star.
But, I'm assuming it was straight porn.
But he's appealing to the evangelical vote.
Well, if you don't let a sinner do an ad, you're not going to have any sinners to convert. I mean...
Thank you.
Okay, so now let's talk about our stupid city council and their vote.
I was just going to ask, did she have her tickets booked to
Dallas?
It
was 7-7 with one voting with the throw them out. Don't like to be called a porn show, but it's a porn expo.
Expo.
Called Exotica. Was here last year.
With three X's in it.
Does expo stand for exposition or exposure? I'm just
curious. I don't know.
Okay.
But it was here last year. If you haven't heard about it, it's because you had no interest in it. And it was down at the Dallas Convention Center on a weekend, not near where anybody lives. You have to go out of your way to get to this building.
Think
right?
of the children.
Yeah, yes. Think of the children,
yeah.
Right, who will not be anywhere near this. But if you didn't hear about it last year, and it was very successful, it was extremely successful. If you didn't hear about it, it's because, So the Dallas City Council, listening to Ray Hunt and Kay Bailey Hutchison, after whom the convention center is named.
Convention center is named.
Were
yet
there.
Another case for not naming buildings after living people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They convinced the city council.
Convention center. Let's do that. That's good.
they convinced the city council to vote not to allow Exotica to come into the convention center. By the end of the week, Exotica had filed a lawsuit and a second. Which they will win. Oh,
yes.
There's no question.
It's a government-owned building.
Yeah, you can't pick and choose.
No.
Because it's
a
perfectly legal. Yeah.
They already had a contract.
By the end of the week. AdultCon, which is a second porn expo, has applied for space in the Dallas Convention Center. So by voting no, we have two lawsuits now and two porn conventions that are coming.
It's a legal activity.
Let's just say they're on their way, okay?
And this money pumping into the city.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rephrase that, please.
I was going to say, no pun intended.
Not to change the subject, it is Pledge Drive. We need you to call 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And support goofy, gay, and lesbian radio. Sometimes we have serious topics. Like one of our pledges this time was Eddie Bernice Johnson. She sent us a very nice donation.
Thank you so much. Congresswoman.
And she would support the right porn convention to happen in our convention center.
I think she would.
She would. It's a legal activity.
It is.
They have money. They held it there last year.
Yeah, was there any problems?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was there last year. Did you hear about it? No.
Who cares
why?
If you heard
because.
About it?
Because, no, but I'm saying most people who this
unless
offends.
Unless you're into that, you're not going to hear
about
it.
But most people who this offends didn't hear about it because they don't care about it. They're not, and it's nowhere near, doesn't affect you. Kind
of
like your marriage.
Last year, it's legal this year.
Kind of like your marriage.
Yes.
You getting married doesn't affect anybody.
I heard a great line yesterday. We went to the women's soccer Olympic qualifying matches in Frisco, and a guy behind me in line was from Colorado, and he was quoting the Lord a little bit, and he said, you know, I just wish people would quit looking over other people's backyard fences. He says, if the Lord made a healing herb, I see no reason we shouldn't smoke it. And then he said, if the Lord made two people that want to be together, love is love, and we should leave them alone. The Lord doesn't make mistakes. And that's what we need to think about the Porn Expo.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord doesn't make mistakes.
Yeah, neither does...
K. Bailey Hutchison,
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Phone's not ringing right now, and we really do need the phone to ring to help keep our show on the air, because shows get canceled every year when they're not supported by the listeners.
You know,
and we're not immune to that.
I am about to cry.
Call in,
please.
Make David cry. Yeah. Or don't make
no,
David.
No, don't make me cry. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. You can also make your pledge online. Go to KNON.org and click the pledge button. All the information comes up. You can text KNON to... I lost the sheet.
56512.
Oh, you're good.
Ooh.
And even though that's not a full phone number...
It's not supposed to be on texting.
I don't know.
he really does.
I really don't.
Such a Luddite.
Josh Chris is over here going, like,
no,
really?
He's not.
Oh,
yes,
Grandma.
He is. No, he's not. He doesn't text either.
Yeah, he does.
Josh isn't even on Facebook.
He doesn't text with you.
I was going to say, Josh... Text. Well, I guess I shouldn't have let out our secret. We texted
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. No, he doesn't. And no, you don't either. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Support Gay and Lesbian Radio. Support KNON, which, you know, there really isn't another station like this anywhere in North Texas. So.
And it's really eclectic. I remember when we first came on the show, it was in the year 2000, in the spring, which makes this almost, 16 years now?
Almost.
LaRon and I
were LaRon was young.
Yeah.
I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
Late 20s, but
so
20s.
Was I.
Yeah, now he's in his 50s.
I know.
You know, but at the time we were let in by I can't remember who our lead-in was, but then the Thai show came in. The Thai show was before us, and Broken Arrows was
Beyond Broken Arrows.
Beyond Broken Arrows was came out after us, and for a long time we had. The gospel before us, and then the North Texas Polka Hour, which is really the North Texas Polka 2 hours.
I miss the polka hour.
You know, and even now we have the Jewish Music Hour preceding us, and then the Ethiopian show.
There's
will come
not
in after
another
us.
Jewish Music Hour anywhere in Texas or Oklahoma.
Really?
Wow. Can you imagine?
Here's some Lambda Weekly trivia.
Uh-huh.
I was on the show about that time as mm-hmm. a guest, and you guys asked me to be a co-host because you were losing a co-host.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't have time to do it. I can't do it, but how about that Patty Fink? And mm-hmm. she joined. So,
and we said, how about that Patty Fink? We're saying
well,
it every
actually,
week.
There were three
how
people
about
up.
That Patty Fink?
Yeah.
There were three people up. The other one was Star.
Mm.
What happened? Where mm-hmm. is Star today?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her for years.
Mm-hmm.
But I did say, yeah, let's go with that Patty. I did.
So. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Where are you going to get a crew like this? That's right. Where are you going to get a crew like this elsewhere? And our latest addition is Josh.
We are kind of like
and
a
Christopher.
Joke, an old Jew, a black man, and a lesbian walk into a bar.
Mm-hmm. Old.
Old.
Yeah. She called me old.
I did call you old.
But, you know, was it you, Patty, who posted on Facebook?
Doc, how long have you been recording our shows for us? About 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of months ago. And it's from the crack house. It's me and you and somebody else is in a shot. And I'm like, oh, my God, we were young.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
I remember the picture.
Days.
Jagger.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
And if you want to shut us up about reminiscing, call 972-647-1893.
That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. We'll stick around a little bit after the show in case you want to call right after the show. Or you can go online. Or you can text. Or you can send me a Facebook message and just say, here's the money.
Just go to KNON.org. And click on pledge, and choose your premium. We've got lots of cool stuff. We've got hats and backpacks
and water bottles. And the aprons are still there.
And the aprons and the canvas shopping bags, and T-shirts and long sleeve T-shirts. Mm-hmm. And you know, pick something that goes with your pledge. You can have a look at what it is right there. But help support us. We've been here for. The LGBT community and beyond in North Texas for 33 years, and we need your support now. 972-647-1893.
And that takes us to the end of another Lambda Weekly. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. Support our show. I hope Pledge Drive ends by the end of this week because the station is doing well in its pledge drive. It's just our show. We're only halfway there. So go online if that's how you prefer to do it. I know we have a couple of monthly pledgers, and that'll add in. But give us a call, 972-647-1893. Even if it's not pledge drive next week and you're planning on calling and talking to one of us, we can take the call next week, even if it's
absolutely
over.
Absolutely.
I think I have our guests for next week. I have to confirm with them, but we'll have a good show again for you next week. We'll see you then. Have a good week.